Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at action247.com. Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Big game this weekend in Memphis, Tennessee. We got the granddaddy of them all. Mississippi State versus Memphis. Mississippi State not ranked. Memphis not ranked. So I suppose in different times it could be bigger than it is. It's significant, though, because one reason, quite frankly, and the only reason it's significant is because you get so few opportunities at teams like this. And in years ahead, those opportunities will be fewer and fewer. You're going to have the Arkansas series. I do think they scheduled a further series with Mississippi State in 2029 and 2030. But it's just going to be harder and harder for Memphis to get games like this, especially at home at the Liberty Bowl. So it's a big game from that. I'm not going to come on here and preview the game. Memphis's defense needs to slow down. That's not what you're here for, quite frankly. I hope it's a great turnout. I hope it's I hope the weather, stays clean, however you want to say it. And I hope for a great day for Memphis. I mean, usually in these spots they tend to play pretty well, and I hope that carries over with Ryan Silverfield.
You pretty much said everything. I do think that, you know, finding out about Seth Hennigan and finding out more because again, Memphis has never been in the spot where you're starting a true freshman here. To start a season and now for the third straight game, we all thought Grant Gunnell was going to be the guy. Seth Hennigan's shown well. We'll, you know, be nice to see him do it again against a good defense. No question about that. As far as what it could mean this year, right. If you beat Mississippi State, look, you know, you can start looking at a better season we all sort of thought was possible. I even with Grant Gunnell under center. When we expected Grant Gunnell under center, we still thought Memphis would start the season 2-1. I don't think any of us was drawing up 3-0 here to start the year. And so, you would be already exceeding expectations, clearly, right, if you can knock off of Mississippi State. But that said, if you lose, and say the crowd isn't all that great tomorrow because of the rain or whatever else, I don't think it has to mean, oh, you guys aren't ready for the Big 12. Some have said, oh, this needs to be a statement to the Big 12 for leaving you out, for not being one of the initial three from the AAC that you took. And look, you can build that narrative and write up that narrative if you want to. Right. I don't think it's that serious. Yes, what you're going to see, you know, what Memphis has built here is going to be laid out there. Yeah. You've got a fan base that even in the rain is going to be out there supporting it, and you're going to see a brand of football that even Kirk Morrison said, yes, it's good enough based on what they've done here over the last few years that it should be in one of these. So hopefully it's a representation of that you're not getting blown out. But even if you do, it doesn't mean you're not good enough for the Big 12 eventually whenever those doors open again. So I hope it's a good day of football for Memphis and for Ryan Silverfield. And listen, they deserve it,
right,
because I'll be real honest with you. Because this is a Memphis team that was picked fifth in the AAC, it's not a year where you're projecting AAC conference title. They haven't gotten a ton of attention. Part of that, too, because of the way Ryan Silverfield, I'll be real honest with you, led up to the season and the you know, the quarterback thing, the injury thing, we didn't know. So much of it has been just been wait and see. And so there hasn't been that sort of attention that we usually, at least the last few years, that you've had on them. You win against Mississippi State, you're going to draw more of that. And I hope it happens for them. That's what I'm hoping for this weekend. But again, if you don't show well, I don't think it necessarily means anything negative at all. We all thought they would be 2-1 after the first 3 weeks of the season.
Like, that's the thing about it. I mean, it's big, but the stakes are not that high, you know?
Not as high as they've been. And again, this isn't a ranked Mississippi State football team coming in here like you've seen in the past with, you know, that year with Ole Miss. I mean, you're not going to get a top 10, top 15 win out of this either.
Right.
Should you pull that
and
beat them? You're not going to get that sort of national love either.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd get Yeah, I mean, it would sort of just be like Memphis does it again. Like, this is, you know, Memphis beats a Power 5 opponent and gets no respect for it. You know, I will say that's the one thing that sort of I'm jaded about it because, you know, Memphis has been doing this. They've been beating teams that are better than the Mississippi State team that's coming in tomorrow.
If you can, you'd like to keep doing that.
You'd like
whether
to,
they give you the pub for it or not,
that's what I'm saying,
it's still
though,
a statement that you can.
Yeah, so. But Memphis has done that, and, like, it has not equated to the recognition.
No, I'll give you that.
They're still in the AAC. While other teams
continue to be disrespected.
It's like beating Mississippi State tomorrow, if it happens, will not be the difference.
But Veach just told you don't quit, John. You sound like somebody that's ready to quit because they'll never notice you.
I'm just saying in terms
of
tomorrow,
good to do that.
It's not about beating Mississippi State. To me, I think what we've been shown in this entire process is it's really not that much about how many games you win. It's about your infrastructure. You know, if you sure. Obviously you can't embarrass yourself on the field. But nobody thinks – do you think of Houston as his football power?
No, but it's about the market.
Yes, I mean, I'm using them as an example.
Right. And when your market is not top 50, you have to have everything else
in place. Cincinnati didn't get good at football again until last year. I mean, it's not like they've been on some historically 10, 12, 15-year great run. I mean, they have had some good coaches that have come through there that have done good things for them, but – you know, certainly Memphis, I would say, has been more successful since 2015, 2014 than they have as
bigger
a program.
Market. You know the deal.
Yeah, but not by much. I mean, they're 37. We're 51.
They can claim top 50. Memphis cannot.
Well, we can claim top 51.
My whole point is that if they're not going to let you in because of market, everything else has got to be perfect. And so, again, a win against Mississippi State,
yeah.
You know, I think is more evidence of what you've built, clearly. But, again, not a blow to you and your chances in the future should you lose. Again, this is, you know, for me, there's more pressure, obviously, on Mississippi State.
And that's why you don't get these games.
You can't lose. You know, Memphis, okay, you lose this one, you were expected to. You win it, hell, it wasn't a ranked Mississippi State team, so nobody's going to give you a ton of credit either, even though it'll be a feather in your cap on what you've built. Mississippi State loses this game, a team that was already picked at the bottom of the West, with LSU coming and everything they've got up after that. Who's talking about them after this? You know, who's talking about Mike Leach's second season? No, all the focus will then be on Ole Miss. Well, that's what Mississippi State fans can't stand. And so, you know, again, I know it didn't sound like it from Leach, and again, why would that pressure be showing through? But this is a game. You heard Kirk. You're an SEC team. You can't afford to lose to a Memphis team picked a fifth in the AAC and hope to keep any buzz around your program.
Yeah.
Sure, they're fine some years without buzz. Well, that's what it's going to be. You lose to Memphis because it's going to be some beatdowns coming in the SEC West.
That is a fact. That is certainly a fact.
And you count the wins. This needs to be one of them for Mississippi State. Let's be real.
Yeah, and I hope that
it should be more for them.
I hope the forecast holds off. I hope, you know, tomorrow when the game kicks off at 3:00 that you know, it's clear skies and it's not raining. If it's overcast, it's fine. Just no rain. That's all. And if that's the case, then I would suspect it'll be a great crowd and you'll have a great environment, a great atmosphere. It's gonna be on ESPN2. But there you go. That's the story of the weekend in Memphis sports. Got your Tigers taking on the Bulldogs tomorrow.
Next story.
All right, what happened last night in this Washington Giants fiasco, and what does it mean? Washington wins 30-29 on a last-second field goal that Washington got a second chance on, quite frankly, to kick after the Giants jump off sides. Would have been a 48-yard field goal. Hopkins misses it. The Giants jump off sides, the most Giants thing ever. They get a second crack at it, 5 yards closer, 43, and Hopkins nails it to put Washington ahead 30-29 and put the Giants in an 0-2 hole for the fifth straight season. I was shocked watching this game. Shocked that the Washington football team was not manhandling the Giants.
Yeah.
a Washington football team that we have said for over a year now, look at that front seven. Look at what they've got. That defense should, to the point that, oh, man, Antonio Gibson, that offense, you add a dynamic weapon in Curtis Samuels, who's right now on the IR, to what's a real receiver in McLaurin. I mean, he did it again last night. And whether it's Fitzpatrick or it's Heineke or whatever, just be decent because that defense is going to lead you. Man, for two straight weeks here, Chargers last week and now the Giants this week, that defense has just looked average as heck. Mm-hmm. And they looked the part. I mean, Chase Young's the biggest thing out on the field. Sweat's good, and Sweat got to the quarterback last night. But they are just not creating the sort of chaos you would expect them to against a Giants team who literally after last week's loss is out here running laps, which is they're literally a dumpster fire. And you're frankly, they should have won the game last night.
Yeah.
But shoot themselves in the foot as they usually do. What it tells me is here's the way I looked at the NFC East before the season, that it was Dallas's to lose and that Washington, with an improved offense to go with that great, great defense, was going to be a close second. Probably not good enough to make the playoffs, whoever finishes second in the NFC East, because I don't think the record will be good enough. You see, there's too many good teams in the West. Saints are going to be a factor for a wild card. But a division that would be decided somewhere between Dallas and Washington. Mm-hmm. I don't know after watching this Washington defense for 2 weeks now if they're even ready for that. I know Dallas is banged up, and I suppose that's Washington's way in because of how banged up that Dallas, especially defense, is. But I come away from this thinking this is Dallas's division, a bad division clearly to win.
I agree.
Any?
No, I mean I'm just shocked as you are. I mean I had Washington -3.5. It was a bitter pill to swallow yesterday. I don't know what it is about Washington that Daniel Jones loves so much because he plays pretty well against them.
I think it's 5-0 or something now.
I mean they really should have won the game. New York should have won the game. Darius Slayton should have caught that ball. He catches that ball, game over. It's over. I mean, it's a 10-point game. Washington's not coming back from that. Mm-hmm. So that's really what it came down to.
Every opportunity.
Yeah, that was like really the Giants just found ways. After Heineke throws the pick there, I mean, that's supposed to be six. I mean, you had every opportunity to put this game away, and you didn't do it. And, yeah, I mean, I thought Washington would be better than they've shown. I do think McLaurin has established himself as a great wide receiver. Antonio Gibson, we know, when he gets the ball, he usually makes the most of it. But they did. I mean, they did win. I mean, it was a division game that they did win. So we have to sort of give them some credit for that.
By default, I'm giving them some. They'll still finish second in the NFC East. Again, if that defense is not going to be, is just going to be average or below, Then give it to Dallas. You don't have a chance.
Well, Dallas has their own set of issues too, though. I mean, can we give it to Dallas? Because Dallas is banged up.
I would still give it to Dallas based on what I saw from Heineke. Look, I like the way he gets up. He throws that the pick was a boneheaded play, all that. But he gets up, puts it behind him, and he's got some fight in him.
Yeah.
That said, you like what you does that offense look consistent enough to you that you're.
The only reason we know about Dak
is you'll be in every game you play against an NFC East opponent this year. Maybe we're leaving out Philly the way they've looked early. Yeah. I'm just not ready to say your surprise team is really going to be a factor in the NFC East. It might end up being. But no, I'm still giving this to that Dallas offense that's got freaking CD and Amari Cooper and Dak Prescott's going to put up 40 points on you, especially if your front seven isn't creating a bunch of chaos we thought it would.
I just can't really sit here and say that the Dallas Cowboys are the prohibitive favorite because, I mean, their defense stinks, and their defense is going to get tore up, a lot of weeks this year, maybe even this weekend. I hope not, but maybe even this weekend, especially now. As we talked about, they got no pressure on Tom Brady last week. We'll see what happens this weekend. So it's like it's a bunch of slop in that division, quite frankly.
Give me the team with the proven quarterback. That's to me, that's going to determine it more so than whose defense is best, especially if Washington's is not.
I definitely do feel that, although, I mean, don't we think that at some point Washington's defense is going to play better than they showed last night? And they were historically bad. I mean, did you see the stat? Like, they gave up, like 80% of third down conversions against the Chargers. last weekend. And then last night, like, they could not get off the field for Daniel Jones.
It's like they expect you to lay down for them. They're not, and maybe they ain't the dogs we thought they were.
It was concerning.
They look good in those uniforms. That's about, you know, maybe they ain't dogs. At least they know for the first 2 weeks they haven't looked like they are.
Yeah, it was concerning because, quite frankly, yeah, you're supposed to just take care of business against that offensive line. You're supposed to.
That's not bad. What are we talking about? That Giants offensive line?
Yes.
Supposed to tear that thing up.
Yes. And they did not do that. And so I would say, yeah, in that respect, it was strange. It was a strange night, but two straight wacky games, I guess you would say, and then sort of for the rest of the weekend, we got our eyes on a few different games. Rams Colts. We talked about these a little bit yesterday. Rams are 3.5-point favorites on the road at the Colts. That's a big one. There's the music. Hit it, Brad. Rams are 3.5-point favorites against the Indianapolis Colts. Sean McVay is very good in weeks 1 and 2 against the spread. Just some random trivia.
The Los Angeles Rams.
I love that. I love them in that game.
Good, yeah,
cover. You know, that's one of them. It's my crazy bear.
The Tennessee Titans, of course, on the road at Seattle. Russell Wilson is reportedly mourning the loss of his best friend. One of his very good friends passed away this week from cancer at age 48. So that certainly is sad. Titans on the road, +6 at Seattle. So it should be Chiefs Ravens on Sunday night. That's a pretty good game. Sign me up for that.
Mahomes owns Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
Yeah, so anyway, that is going on this weekend in the NFL. Also, we saw last night the Colts, the big news with Hard Knocks, is that the Indianapolis Colts are going to take part in the first in-season version of Hard Knocks. What do we think about that?
I mean, it's new. You, to your point, you said they need to shake things up.
Yep.
I was done after the first week, even though I was trying to hold on. So give me some in-season. We'll take a look. It is the Colts.
It's a weird choice, isn't it?
It is the Colts.
Yeah, like what's
on their road to not making the playoffs.
Kind of vanilla in terms of the team you're covering. I mean, I guess Carson Wentz in this, what's supposed to be a bounce back to his career for them, but so the team doesn't really excite me, but you know, I'll give it, since we're looking in season, you're gonna give it a view, give it, yeah, a look. They have to shake some things up. They're trying.
Yeah,
NFL Films.
Are they filming right now?
Yes, I believe that is the case.
Okay, so by the time we see it, though, it'll be old.
They followed them during training camp and followed them. I think we're going to see it before the end of the season, though,
yeah.
I thought.
I'm just saying, though,
November,
like,
you're right.
By November, it'll be old.
They're pretty good at freshening and making it weave.
That's the thing about Hard Knocks, though.
I see what you're saying. More so than it is,
yeah, it's, yeah, even in the regular one, that
further,
makes sense.
Further down the road.
Yeah, Hard Knocks just does not happen
it.
Exactly, yeah, in real time. But it's pretty close to, you know, I mean,
it's a week like of a, yeah, show, yeah.
Yeah, it's,
oh, not, you get the most recent preseason game they played, right?
It's not, yes,
that you usually,
you
get,
yeah,
that. Yes.
So like you'll watch.
No,
it.
You're right. A time factor. I didn't think about that. That'll be a little bit pushed back more so than the one we watch already.
I mean, I definitely like appreciate the effort because you're trying. Like I think they are obviously getting the response that we have to do something differently with Hard Knocks because people don't. You've seen it all by now. Like, you've seen the tough cuts. You've seen the injuries. Like, you know, it's a pretty strict formula that it follows, you know, in Hard Knocks. But we're going to get the Colts during the season. So, anyway, there you have it.
Next story.
College football this weekend. There is at least one interesting game going on this weekend, especially in the ACC. We got Alabama taking on Florida. You know, that's a high number there. Again, we talk about these coaches all the time in these spots. Even though Nick Saban and Alabama are at Florida, Nick Saban tends to perform very well in these situations. And I really I have no reason to doubt him. I have no reason to doubt Nick Saban at this point, because year after year, you know, the names may change, the quarterback may change. Defensive players may change. They come out and they pretty much do the same thing. I think Alabama is a 14-point favorite in this game. I would certainly expect Alabama to handle business. Another one I'm looking at, you got Nebraska at Oklahoma. Scott Frost, like, if he gets blown out, you got to feel like this is quite possibly the end for him. They already wanted out of this game, Nebraska did, at Oklahoma. And so if they cannot stay close, keep close, then, you know, it would not shock me to see Nebraska make a move
We got Auburn taking on Penn State.
That's probably the best game because Alabama will blow Florida out of the water. They've won a million straight as double-digit favorites. They're going to do it again, even though that's a number 11 team in the country. That Penn State-Auburn one, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Penn State might be a much better team than Auburn because, to Darren Bates' point, Auburn hadn't been tested yet. We'll find out. But in terms of matchup, that might give us the best game. That's what I'm thinking, that matchup, Auburn-Penn State.
Yeah, you got Memphis and Mississippi State, of course, and then Cincinnati at Indiana.
I'm glad you touched on that because after this one, I'm pretty sure Cincinnati's got Notre Dame next. And if they're gonna, if they have real hopes, and we talked to Tony Barnhart about this before the season, I think he truly believes, he wasn't just lip service, that they've got the sort of team that if it breaks right, and that would include having to win at Indiana and at Notre Dame, you can't drop either one of those, that they could be the first team to break into the college football playoff. And again, you beat Notre Dame, which has looked shaky, and then you've got something that committee would look at and say, all right, that's serious. And again, that has to include winning on the road against Indiana. I'm slick pulling for Cincy here.
Yeah.
I know we're not, but we all still AAC members at this point.
For the moment.
And you'd like to see that for that first time, that group of five team, break in to the college football playoff. Well, to do it, Cincinnati's got to not just run the table here, but roll against an Indiana. And then
the last
next week
I
against
saw
Notre Dame,
was,
you got to beat
it. It was a 3.5-point number. Now, Cincinnati kind of BS'd a little bit last weekend. I think it was with Murray State.
Ritter's good, man. He's getting like NFL talk stuff now. You know what I'm saying? Like he's moving up boards.
Yeah. I
got the defense.
I guess the one thing you would wonder about is Indiana. Big Ten defense. They do have some talent.
Were they 1-1? Hadn't played. I got it. They lost to Iowa. 34-6. Didn't show in that one, and then. Last week was at Idaho, 56-14.
So. Right, so it's hard to know exactly what to make of Indiana.
Although Iowa took good care of them, and Cincinnati is a team that's top 10 in the country. And if you want to be that, and you really are that, Iowa at 18 took care of them 34-6. You need to as well. Well, we're going to find out. Again, for Cincy, you're on the road both games.
Yep.
But these are going to be the types of wins you're going to want to point to if you were truly one of those teams that, is really – the kind of caliber that should be in college football playoff.
Justin Fuente, is up to number 15 in the country. He's at West Virginia, and believe it or not, he is the underdog this weekend, plus 2.5. I love it, man. I love Virginia taking this game. Like I watched West Virginia against Maryland. I watched the full game, and I think you did too. And maybe Tagovailoa is a little bit better than Virginia Tech's quarterback Burmeister. But I just was not convinced by that offense. I was just not convinced by the West Virginia offense. I know they got that Jarrett Doge, I think is how you say his name. He's not great. I actually like Virginia Tech, especially getting points. You kidding me in this game?
I think that's what I saw from that VT defense against North Carolina, the time after time having to get stands because it wasn't – its offense couldn't put up points. We talked. You had Fuente on. Talked to Fuente about
it.
I think it's that defense and how solid it's looked that – makes me think, that they'll come out on top there.
Notre Dame taking on Purdue, 7-point favorites against Purdue. It's the trendy thing. It's the trendy thing right now to pick against Notre Dame because of just how uninspiring they've looked in two games. Purdue.
Since it's going to get them, I'm telling you.
They might, but it won't be Purdue.
This is the year. No, Purdue will not.
Purdue has been historically bad
in these spots. I want Notre Dame to win that one if I'm a Cincy fan.
Yeah.
And looking past you.
Yeah, because you pick up a win against
that
them.
That too, exactly.
And if you're Notre Dame, right, like you want, Cincinnati's a top 10 win, Virginia Tech's a fit. I mean, we talked about, I think it was off the air, but like Notre Dame's path to a playoff, they don't look like a playoff team right now, so like I'm not going crazy. But you pick up wins against Cincinnati, you pick up wins against Virginia. You put yourself in that conversation, as long as the quarterback play continues to be good. So, anyway, looks like a pretty good slate. Looks like a pretty good slate for college football this weekend. Memphis, Mississippi State is the one we'll be focused on. Still a 3-point line. I saw Jeffrey in his monster card, 21 plays.
Oh, he's a beast.
21 different plays. I mean,
posted it on our social media accounts too.
Yeah, so that's like, let's just say, like, everybody's got a different unit, right? Like, everybody has, like, for some people, like, Brad's unit is $3,
Yeah, usually around there.
You don't really even do units. You just do parlays. Mm. You don't really do straight bets. Mm. But, like, for me, like, a unit might be $50, $100. It might be $25, bucks, whatever the case may be. So let's say 21 times 50.
How many units on Cardinals Padres tonight, though?
Ooh.
I'll put them all on Padres.
$1,000 you'd be putting in play. If you just put, you know, if you put $50 on every single Jeffrey Wright play, you're going to put $1,000.
I kind of want to call out Jeffrey here for a second and hear me out on this. I think he widens the card to manipulate the overall number. Am I wrong?
Well, are you saying because he has so many plays?
Yeah, when you have that many plays in the $1,000, because especially for Jeff's bit with $1,000,
it's a lot of plays.
But they're really making money.
Yeah.
So as long as you're making money, it doesn't matter how many plays.
I guess.
That's
I'm not
more,
an expert.
Just as much chance to lose
on this.
Money.
Yeah, right? School me on this.
It's definitely true, but it is a lot of plays. You know, I would rather. Like,
do you mitigate? You mitigate
like, you
your
know, Jeffrey,
issues,
Jeffrey. You're a skeet shooter right now. I need you to give me 5 plays
right.
that you swear by.
Yeah, these are like, you have to hit all
okay.
of them. You have to hit all of them.
Which one? Don't give me 35 picks, man. I want 5.
Right.
And he can even do this privately.
I'm sure
but,
he does.
But I want 5 great, like
lock of the century.
Who do you, like when Patty's picks? Like Patty could give you 10, 15 different picks.
Yeah, you could pick every game.
But he gives you 6. You know what I mean? And we got off to a rough start last night, unfortunately, because of stupid Washington. They decided that they were going to win the game but not cover. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to do
that. I still believe in Patty. For now.
And I'm being harassed.
Yeah, I bet you are.
I'm being harassed by people about this. And
the
I was
Washington football team.
What can you do? Who
you're going to work harder for all of us.
I mean, honestly, there's just no way you're ever betting the Giants.
Do you
in that
stop
situation.
The bit if it doesn't if
Hell
it's not
no.
successful?
You push
no,
through.
No, because eventually it will turn.
That's good.
Exactly. He puts in too much work for this to be like this all season.
And is this emblematic of your betting career personally?
No. Oh, no. I mean, look, here's the thing. It's week 2. I mean, we're still learning about these teams. Teams are still adjusting. Fans are back. I mean, I certainly don't think it's time to throw the baby out with the bathwater after
no,
a rough 2.
No, for real.
We're 2-5.
Right.
I mean, there have certainly been playoff teams that have made, you know, that have made it after starting 2-5.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
And
absolutely.
This adversity builds character. Brad.
And John deals with adversity.
We see how Brad.
We can either quit and fold or you build character and
John,
you push through.
One of the things John has taught me. Well, John, as you know, one of the things you've taught me over the years is adversity, you know, and that's I get that from you.
The lesson did not, I tell you, it did not hit.
You deal with shots, you know, there's no question.
But you wanted to kill the segment after after 5 L's.
No,
man.
I just wanted you to continue it, actually.
He was winking, John.
It actually, you guys know how I feel about killing bits. I love bits.
Here's the thing.
Bits are
just like
he would like to have 9
bits. We'll even talk about it. Yeah.
Like any other good coach, okay, I am going to fix this by blaming other people.
Well, you blame the Titans and then
brilliant.
You jump back on.
I will be firing my coordinators after this weekend.
Who are your coordinators?
He's Coach O right now.
Yes, exactly.
Now you still got that excuse. You could still go to that button.
I still think we're gonna have a great weekend. We got 5 more plays. We got 5 more games. I think we're definitely gonna end up above 500. I'm feeling 4-2.
I couldn't feel better about Greasy Bear Lock. Rams -3.5.
Kind of like my Carolina New Orleans pick on picking New Orleans at 3.5.
Well, I hope you guys like it on
too,
Monday.
Because it's about Jameis.
It doesn't matter how you feel on Friday. It would only matters about how you feel on Monday.
There's no question.
So we will
but
see.
But I won't give up, even if I go 0-17.
I will continue. Look, and here's the thing. If it gets to be that bad, just do the opposite of Patty, and you'll make money. So you can make money either way. You know
and
what
we'll
I'm saying?
Reverse it. Exactly.
So, absolutely. But we're not ready to kick the cannon on this thing yet.
No!
You know, I think if
we already did the heat up.
If Matt Nagy can last past week 2, certainly
this is a great point.
We can as well. So anyway, that's the college football slate this weekend.
Next story.
Y'all ready to talk a little baseball?
Yes. We love baseball.
Well, I figured we might as well. If there's ever going to be a time for it on this show, it would be now because John's adopted team this year, the San Diego Padres, are taking on the St. Louis Cardinals in what amount to some very important games in terms of earning that second wild card spot in the postseason. Right now, last I checked, Brad, correct me if I'm wrong, it's still a game lead on San Diego.
Yep.
And is it now, did the Reds play yesterday? There's a game, they had a game and a half lead on the Reds as of yesterday. I know y'all were off.
Updated standings, according to MLB, is they are now ahead by
one game on San Diego.
A half game on San Diego.
Half game on San Diego. They must have won last night.
Yep.
They played. And then is it a game or a game and a half
on
the Ritz?
One game on Cincinnati.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Those teams were playing last night while you guys were off. Yes. There we are. St. Louis Cardinals, who have been absolute cockroaches. You mm-hmm. can't kill them. Mm-hmm. They never die. Have hung around this thing. And I got to tip my cap to Adam Wainwright. I touched on it earlier this week. Saw where he got his, what, 16th win?
He did.
He's 40 years old.
Cy Young candidate.
16-7 he yep. is this year. Mm-hmm. And I already had a great respect for him as a Cubs fan because he's basically been a Cubs killer for most of his career. Mm-hmm. This is an amazing job by the Cardinals to put this thing together. Now, I will say, thought you were underachieving for part of the year mm-hmm. this year, and much of that due to pitching, that you didn't have much around Wainwright. Some of it I've heard Brad use the injury excuse, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, but you're right back here. Now, did you see what's left in the 17 games?
Yes.
A lot of Cubs in there.
There are a lot
seven
of Cubs
games
in there,
with the Cubs.
Fantastic.
Now you would say that's an absolutely great thing, but you realize your record against the Cubs is a losing one this year, 5-7
true.
Against the bum Cubs.
No question.
We will have something to say about it, as will, if I'm not mistaken, not just these Padres, the next three.
Yes.
But looks like you guys got to play the Brew Crew.
We do
quite a few times here down the stretch as well. Now they are obviously going to win the NL Central very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they'll be playing? Or are they light, you know what I'm saying? Are they going hard after y'all trying to keep you out? Or because they've already got their spot locked up, are they going to go easy on you dudes and let you in? I think it'd be a mistake to do that.
I hope they do.
Hopefully they throw all their pitches they were regularly going to throw. They're not experimenting with any rookies they want to see, and they're playing hard down the stretch. I want this to be hard for the Cardinals, if you can't tell.
Mm-hmm. I kind of sense this.
Yeah, that's it.
Is it because the Cubs relented and gave up?
I would love to see you all not make the playoffs because you lost too many times to a bum Cubs team. Yeah. A team that threw in the towel when it traded away every relevant player mm-hmm. it had at the trade deadline. I would love to see these last seven games.
Mm-hmm.
It's seven because it's, what, 19, and we're 7-5 against y'all. Oh, I'd love to be the reason you don't make it. So don't mm-hmm. let that happen. Congrats on being in this spot.
Thank you.
Not dying. But do not let my sorry Cubs be one of the key reasons y'all don't make this second wild card. Don't let it happen, because you're going to hear about it all off season.
Patty, where are you on this Padres series this weekend?
Well,
they're still in it. Yeah, they got every reason to play
thoughts?
Hard.
I mean, I do think the Padres are sort of coming into their own here. They just beat the Giants last night.
You're going to get your best effort from the Padres. They're trying to get that second wild card
yes.
spot.
The only thing with the Padres is I refuse to vouch for their pitching.
They've got this scrub pitching tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, Vince Velasquez, who just got dropped by the Phillies, who
we've got Arrieta, we've got that dude. We have Musgrove. We went out and got Blake Snell, and then we have
this really is
you Darvish.
About the team, you got a whole starting rotation.
They got a crap rotation right now.
But then that's like in the end, when you think about great teams and the teams that have a chance in baseball, it doesn't matter how many bats you have. It's about your pitching. It just is.
There's no question.
And that's why, like, you know, who's stopping the Dodgers? I'm sorry. I mean, as great as the Giants have been, like, you're not beating the Dodgers in a series.
You're
I'm
good.
Sorry. Like, nobody is. I have a very hard time seeing it.
Oh, I thought the same thing, but what's crazy is just the storybook, the tale that the Giants have been this season.
Yeah.
As much as I'm with you. The Dodgers are going to win the whole thing, but they're not even going to do it as the division winner.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't appear so. How many games are they out of behind in the division?
Who's that?
The Dodgers in San Francisco.
Oh, Dodgers, San Francisco. Let me pull it up.
The wild card lead is like 17 games over everybody.
Yeah, the wild card
in front of me. But can they still win the division at this point? I'm sure there's 17, 18 games left? They can't be.
They're 95-52, so yeah, they're only a game up.
They could still win.
Yeah, they could still get
San Francisco
it.
Could end up in that first wild card spot. And you know what? I think it's going to end up that way.
This is, I mean, who's favored tonight, by the way, Brad? Are the Cardinals favored?
Cardinals are favored tonight, yeah, because of the pitching matchup. I mean, Miles Michaelis is going. His recent whip is good, and he returned from injury. They've got Vince Velasquez. They just picked this guy up, San Diego did. He's not gotten through, like, the fifth inning or fourth inning in a lot of these recent games with the Phillies. They dropped him, and then the Padres picked him up.
Yeah, you got the Cardinals are -1. I mean, so it's a pretty evenly matched, I guess, just because, you know, the Padres do have the bats here.
It's the bat, and
Waino's not on the mound. If Waino mm-hmm. was on the mound, it would certainly be a lock.
That's the only lock tomorrow. We have right now.
Well, the Padres don't have it. I guess you, Darvish.
He's going against Waino tomorrow, mm-hmm. Saturday night.
Oh, you is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, that's a good one.
Arrieta Happ.
Nice matchup.
For the third game.
I mean, I can't believe they're rolling the dead body of Arrieta out there still.
Well, same with A.J. Happ, for God's sakes. I mean, he's not exactly electric.
That's Sunday afternoon.
It's a battle of the skeletons on Sunday.
That'll be pretty nasty. Probably a lot of runs scored in that one. Then you got 7 with Milwaukee and 7 with the Cubs.
Good luck, my friend. I'll be watching close.
Do you feel like this is I guess because you have the Brewers, but I mean this will go a long way in determining the wild card spot, won't it?
Yes.
This series.
Oh, absolutely.
This and yes.
This is huge.
It's going to go down to the wire.
Yeah, I mean you need all these games if you're the Cardinals or the Padres.
The reason why I hate watching games like this is because the pitcher still has to hit. You know. Like the pitcher still has to get to the freaking plate. Like,
and the Cardinals have great hitting pitchers, by the way. Lester got a double the other day. Wainwright, we have an advantage in our nine spot.
It's throwback.
I hate that. It's trash. Do away with it.
Oh, no. That's old school.
Why should the pitcher have the advantage of not having
to go
there?
You probably don't even like bunting either.
Bunting makes sense when you have a man on first. You're just trying to invent.
It means more because you have pitchers hitting in the NL.
It's a guaranteed out. It's a guaranteed out when the
unless
pitcher's
it's on
at the
shift.
Plate. I mean, it just is. So, like, it's like a... I can't stand it. You know, get me a DH in there, all right, and let's go yard. Mm. Now, I mean,
that's what the young baseball fan wants. They want more.
Why do I need to see Jake Arrieta
bat? Baseball suffering. So
I grew up watching Izzy Smith and Vince Coleman bunting and stealing bases and all that stuff.
They don't do that anymore.
Small ball.
They step to the plate, the strikeout.
No, it's all analytics, and it's way different.
I mean, yeah, like, who? Like, honestly, you want to see Adam Wainwright at the plate?
I actually enjoy seeing Adam Wainwright hit. I mean, I know that is a Cardinal thing, though. And most Cardinal fans, I think, would also agree with
that.
That's a weirdo deal.
Okay, that's fine.
It's an outlier Cardinal thing.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you just don't want to see your, you know, I don't need to see your average NL pitcher at the damn plate.
Most teams don't because they're you know, they're not nuanced baseball fans.
It's like a joke.
Y'all are nuanced baseball fans.
And you have a great respect for those pitchers
this year,
that can
aren't
hit.
They doing, though, aren't they
but
doing the
extra
innings, everybody starts on second?
And yeah, that's still going.
You guys must hate that. You guys must just detest that.
Because it goes against the traditional.
Yeah, I mean, you're the nuanced baseball. I freaking love it. I'm like, yeah, let's go. Let's actually.
I it's fine. Like, I don't whatever on that. But
no,
it's not my favorite.
I'm tradition. I can't stand it.
It's not my favorite either, Jason.
No, because the damn game will last until the next week if you don't do it.
And that's what we were used to growing up. That thing could go 24 innings.
As much as I love baseball, like, I'm out on this.
Until they started roiding up and popping the ball out and juicing the bats and screwing with the bat and screwing with the ball and then backing the mound up. I mean, they're trying everything.
Are you guaranteeing playoff for the Cardinals?
Oh, no, no.
Please do.
I'm hoping so desperately for this team. I actually think it's, like, been a really rough season for the Cardinals. Like, it's been bad, but part of it's injuries.
But
it's easy to say that when you guys are streaking, you know?
Yeah, you're on a heater right now.
But
I mean, you just swept the Mets.
Doesn't making the playoffs sort of delay the inevitable, which is that you guys got to get Mazalak or whatever the heck, get him up. You know what I'm saying? Like going to the playoffs.
This is a tough one. Yeah, I think.
In the end, isn't that what y'all need? I thought, because what's he won? One World Series? I mean, I thought at some point there was some pressure on him. And if you make the playoffs, isn't it just more of the same? He's back.
Yeah.
You're making the same decisions and... You're not getting above the Dodgers, and I don't know.
We've been spoiled in St. Louis.
I've heard many Cardinal fans, they're done with.
Well, like,
John.
We've been spoiled in St. Louis. The problem we had was, you know, like, even the Cubs won a World Series, and look how fast they got bad.
So the
Cardinals are just consistently a playoff team, which I think fans seem to be happy with.
But that was a tragedy. What happened in Chicago? I mean, everybody resigned.
Yeah, evacuated.
It was terrible.
Yep.
It was true. Like, it's
hard to hold that thing together, man.
It is
baseball more than anywhere
else. But Jason says, no problem. They still love their Cubs.
They do. It's the nature of the thing. There's no question about that.
Why was so tone deaf on the Mets thing? Cubs, Northsiders, they're still going to go fill that place up, go cheer, find the next.
So why
great
ever
Cub
try to spend money
for?
And make it good?
No, it's just like
believe me, it's a question the Cubs organization has asked itself. And then, especially now that it got that World Series in 16, and you don't have this 100-year joke hanging over your head. Now they can really just sit back and John, it's part of the reason why they traded everybody. Forget it.
Yeah.
Forget all. We're not paying Javi. We're not paying Chris Bryant. Go, because these folks are still going to come.
Don't
we can do that
Rizzo.
Right now. Rizzo's a Yankee
let him
now
go too.
Yeah. Rizzo's a little up there in age compared
That's
to those
fine,
other guys.
Yeah. Still did it.
I love Baez though.
Bryant and Javi still got their whole careers ahead of them.
Yeah, man, they're going
to
be.
You could have re-signed those guys, but you chose not to.
Yep.
But y'all will still be there.
That's why. Because they're still going to make that dollar.
I mean, with all due respect, that's crazy.
It's easy for you white men. Just
easy. What's that got to do with anything? What does that mean?
It's just the truth.
What does that mean, though?
They don't even have to
this
make
is
it
money.
You don't even have to make it a winner. They're just coming on that north side.
Yeah.
They're going to keep coming.
But I feel
and the
like
cash keeps coming through for them.
But y'all should have a little more pride than that. I mean, y'all should demand a better product.
Well, the thing about the north side
is, the Cubs are they're terrible, but we're going, honey.
Fans are happy to grab their old style.
Welcome to the north side of Chicago. Yeah. It's just about the experience and all the bars that are around it. You don't necessarily have to be good. Now, you beat
your
good.
But why not spend the money to make it good?
It's an absolute plus.
Why not try to be good?
If you're making the money, right, without paying big time salaries,
yes.
Why pay the big time salaries and take part of your money that you're making?
So you're
why
telling
have
me,
to do that?
You're telling me right
it's,
now.
It's very simple.
You're telling me right
it's
now that there are people in Chicago. It is hard to understand. It is hard to understand why people would attend a game where the team is out of it and awful.
If you went to Wrigley Field, it wouldn't be. That's all I'm saying. Is anybody who's been to Wrigley realizes that it's a party, John? If that's all it is
what
every
are you
time they
celebrating?
Play. And even when
sucking?
They lose. No, did you see when they're passing the beer cans up? They don't care. They're the
are
lovable
you serious?
Loser.
No, it's a good
it's
party.
About the experience. It's about being in Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
And yes, again, once you get the World Series, that's really all it's about now. There's not even the joke of a 100-year wait. And so go to Wrigleyville. Look at the bars whose literally their entire existence and success is based on the Cubs. And why have they been able to succeed so long when the Cubs ain't winning worlds? Because they don't care. Because people come from far and wide to go experience this, to go ride the train down on the north side and go sit in on a Cubs game, man. It's just what's been going on for years. It's kind of like Memphis. You know, there are things in Memphis that we get, but outsiders don't. Why y'all like that little city? Why y'all, you know,
why is basketball so popular
exactly,
like it is for college
exactly,
and you have a pro
but
team?
But we will not support it if it sucks.
Well, that's just like any other regular city, but there are things in Memphis, John.
Yeah,
outsiders
things.
Would look at you and say, why are you living there, John? The crime's so high. My gosh, it's a terrible place to live. But you realize there's more to it than that. I'm comparing that to how Cubs fans and people that go to Wrigley feel about their stadium, even in that experience, even when the Cubs are bad. It's something you understand if you've done it. That's all it is. It's a party, man, win or lose. And that's what those owners, that's the advantage
well,
they have.
You're number 8 in attendance.
And that's because it's
the 40,
damn stadium.
Now. It's a 40,000.
It's the experience. Yeah, I mean, you must have 20, 30 bars that just they can go on and on because
St.
of Wrigleyville.
St. Louis isn't drawn this year. I mean, where are they at? You got an attendance
they're
pull
number,
up?
They're sixth.
I'm surprised at that.
They're
I will
sixth.
Say, when you look at these stadiums in baseball, they look really thin.
And win or lose, no matter what, the Cubs will always be up there in attendance. That's what I'm saying because
I'm
it doesn't matter win or lose.
Dodgers, Braves, this is the order. Padres, the Rangers.
They got a new stadium.
Astros, Cardinals, Rockies, Cubs, Yankees, Brewers. That's your top 10.
Makes sense.
That is your top 10.
Brew Crew is one of those that if they're crappy, they won't show up in Milwaukee. They just don't go.
I mean, I that makes more sense to me than the other. Than the showing up when even no matter what.
It's just an old-style party.
I don't know
party.
If there's anywhere like it.
No, it's...
Like,
it's,
where do they show up for a loser and support a loser?
I mean, would they show
I
up in Kansas City?
I don't think there's one
City?
Like that. You're right. I
what
think
about
you,
Kansas
you,
City?
The Chiefs?
Yes.
Cleveland Browns?
When it was lean, isn't it lean? I know it's the loudest. We consider one of the loudest stadiums.
Like, the most loyal fans.
I don't, know they, I don't know if they fill it up when they're bad, though. To your point, and Lord knows I can't. I mean, it's been so long since they've been good. Now that I remember when they were bad, it's tough.
The Browns could be a good one.
Yeah, I think
they've just been
the dog
so bad.
Pound and all that.
They've been so bad for so long.
Yeah,
I would tell you. I mean, I don't know what it's like when the attendance
Knicks?
when the Saints aren't
maybe.
Good in the Superdome, but I know that that's a party outside,
right?
And much like it's a party on the north side of Wrigley, and that maybe. You know, the Superdome in New Orleans is somewhat similar.
Yeah, I mean, people still go to Knicks games,
party.
Right? I mean,
yeah, always have.
So I don't know. I just
suppose the Knicks might be like.
I'd like to get up to a game in Chicago.
One of the coolest things I ever.
Just a bucket list type.
And just
thing.
Celebrate how hey we suck.
I went to the
literally revel in
the
it.
First year they added lights. I went to Wrigley. This is 1988, I think, is when they added lights. And Pete Rose was still managing at that time. I think it was the year that he got popped, and I saw a Reds-Cubs game, and Pete Rose was there, and I think he was still managing, but it was the light year. They didn't have lights until the late 80s. They were doing day games. Because the day games, day drinkers were going there, grabbing their old style and partying on.
I mean, aren't the Lakers that? They're always L.A.'s team, whether they're bad or not. The Clippers can never earn that.
Yeah,
and
but
it's
they
always still the place to be, right?
But when have the Lakers?
Yeah,
aren't they
kind of like
last
that?
Years of Kobe, when have the Lakers not actively tried to make their run?
That's a good point.
I'm not saying they don't have a different approach than the Cubs, who are clearly just taking advantage of the situation.
Y'all shaving points.
But what I'm saying is, aren't the Lakers similar in that if they're bad or they're good, that place is still going to be the place to be. It's still L.A., and the celebrity's going to be sitting there, even to the point that even when they're bad, they're still L.A.'s team, can't even get the Clippers up
in there. I wouldn't go so far as to call yourself a celebrity.
Yes, the approach is different. The Lakers don't look at it that way. They're about winning titles.
Yeah.
And when they're not, there's a pressure on them different than the Cubs.
I mean, what an existence, though,
but that's
man.
That's a party, though.
Y'all got to be the best fans in sport because y'all just keep paying, and y'all don't care whether they win or lose.
They're the most taken advantage of fans in sports.
Yeah.
What's the last Cubs game you went to?
Oh, it's been a couple of years because we kept losing every time I take faith.
And so you didn't enjoy the losing part.
It was Cubs-Mets. We lost.
It's such a party. I've been to Wrigley to see teams I don't like. Like, I went to a Mets-Cubs game. I don't like either one of those teams.
Right.
But I went for the party.
See,
I went to...
If he got up there, he'd completely
Yeah, you just got to go do the experience.
With all them bars and stuff.
Cubby Bear right
that.
Around the corner. Yeah. You go get your old style. It's the whole deal.
When I was... I've been to a Mets game twice. I went because we got... My brother-in-law, David, got married to my sister-in-law. It's a weird deal. But we went to the Mets game, and, you know, man, that field is just amazing. I know it's sort of
off-top. Oh, City?
Yeah, that feels amazing. Like, I didn't appreciate it as much as I feel like I would appreciate it now because, like, I'm actually paying a little bit more attention to baseball so I know who's who. But I gotta start. I'm gonna do a 30-stadium tour, man.
No, you're
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I'm going to do it, man. I'm gonna walk to every single
we
one.
We can't even get you to Liberty Bowl as we can.
They're booing.
It's raining. That 30 city tour.
They're booing those people at Mets games now at Citi Field. They don't like what's going on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were booing in all the Cardinals games. Every time they'd pull it out, they'd boo them.
Well, I'm convinced that thing's cursed after that special I watched on the Mets.
It might be. I saw some of that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, 30 for 30.
It has been all downhill since then, hasn't it, for the most part.
Yeah. Well, baseball is rounding into playoff form. Should be
a lot of baseball.
Should
talk.
Be a fun postseason, man. Really should. I mean, not that the Cubs will ever be a part of it again, but y'all should be just fine. Y'all just still be there opening day.
Exactly.
No hope whatsoever. Packed out Wrigley.
That's pretty true.
Just loving life as losers. I gotta love it. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jay Williams is going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
As we know, we got Memphis and Mississippi State tomorrow. Ooh, Brad's going with Mississippi State.
He's going to be there with the sign. Brad promised us a sign.
Wow. Very bold, Brad. You're in Memphis, man.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
I mean,
I'll turn it off.
You know, I mean, you know, if you want to go down and super talk Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
Yeah, you can't play a Tiger song on those stations.
Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, we just have to we have to take care of our audience here. You know what I mean?
I did wear my Mississippi State gear to the radio station today.
That's totally fair. You know,
we have been joined on this station this week by one of the coaches.
Yes, that is correct.
We also had Mississippi State coach Mike Leach, author,
yes.
coach, pirate. You guys did not wear your... your Memphis gear today as alums.
John rarely takes his Raiders gear off.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you guys know that. I don't do that. I only wear Raiders gear. And
Jason, I had my Memphis on yesterday, I think.
Jason only wears polo. I mean, so it's one of those things. Ben Howland is going to join us at 1 o'clock today. We will talk. And then Jackie
Chris
Sherrill.
Chris Lemonis. Yeah.
Jackie
the champion baseball coach also
here,
at 1:30. Yeah.
Before we get up out of here.
Well played, bro.
But look, I saw a tweet sort of in advance of this game from Christopher Hale. Now, Christopher Hale is a politician, so I don't know what spurred this. I guess he was running for office. I don't know if he won or not, but he tweeted today, Memphis has been the best college football team in Tennessee for a decade, but you wouldn't know it based on the media coverage anywhere outside of the Bluff City. So, Chris, I appreciate the thought. They have not been the best football team in Tennessee for a decade, because if you take 10 years, subtract it from 2021, that would take us to 2011. And in 2011, Larry Porter was the coach at Memphis.
Let's rain on our parade, John.
But does he have a point? Does Christopher Hale largely have a point about media coverage of the Memphis being... Memphis being the best college football team in Tennessee for 7 years, and not knowing it based on media coverage outside of Memphis. Does he have a point here?
Well, there's a key in this that he said media coverage outside of Memphis.
Correct, yes.
You tell me if there's a recognition or acknowledgement that Memphis is the best program in the state outside of Memphis.
Well,
no.
Yeah.
Like, nationally, are they? No.
Right. Well, here's the thing.
The Feinbaums of the world, the ones that had come on our radio shows and all that, will tell you, yeah, Memphis has been better than Tennessee the last few years. But on a national basis, you getting more attention than Tennessee's getting? No, you're not.
No.
So, again, he said outside of Memphis.
Correct. Well, I would say this. Like, I don't know if he means, like, in the state of Tennessee or what. You know, like, does he mean, like,
I'm assuming he means everywhere outside, including the rest of the state.
Right.
Which is much more like.
And I would say cut our friends in East Tennessee some slack, because they can't read anyway. So to expect there to be some kind of media coverage.
That is a low blow and very stereotyping.
They just can't read.
Wow.
So I'm not sure what you expected, Chris.
Wow.
Now, he's been around.
You are really
punchy. By the way, you are on the home of the Vols.
That's fine. It is what it is. I appreciate the home of the Vols being here.
They can read their dial, says 92.9.
That's numbers. You know, they count 2 + 2 = Thomas Jefferson, sucker. You know? But yeah, I think that's the, you know, we have to cut them a little bit of slack.
Make sure I don't have any knocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.